helping you save time and money down the road. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. 5 minutes past the hour, 9 o'clock. Good Saturday morning, everyone, and welcome to the Coach's Corner program on a chilly, overcast Saturday as we get ready to talk some basketball during the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to talk some Marion girls basketball and some Linmar boys basketball with you here today. But let's go over what happened last night. We actually played basketball games on a chilly Friday night last night. One of the games you heard here on KGYM, the boys' half of the doubleheader, it was Jefferson, hot from the outside, beating Kennedy last night, 57-52. Also last night, Prairie remains going well as the Hawks defeated Washington 73-60 over at the Washington gym last night. We'll talk about this coming up. Linmar over Waterloo West last night by a score of 82-48. It was Xavier over City High 59-36 last night. Iowa City West, big over Liberty 61-34. It was Dubuque Wallert shading Dubuque Hempstead 62-58 last night. Cedar Falls gets by Waterloo East 63-48 in boys MVC score. And Dubuque Senior beats Western Dubuque 71-57 last night. In the WAMAC, Center Point Urbana beats Independence 65-39. West Delaware gets by Williamsburg 46-26. And Benton Community, no problem with South Tama, 76-33. Girls Valley scores from last night. Also heard this one. It was Kennedy over Jefferson 54-26. The big game last night was Prairie shading Washington 49-46. Also, Waterloo West beats Linmar last night 50-46. City High, a 10-point winner over Xavier last night 63-53. Game you heard on the South Gym last night, West over Liberty 67-22. It was Cedar Falls getting by Waterloo East 61-35. And Dubuque Senior gets by Western Dubuque by two at 46-44. Girls WAMAC basketball last night. Center Point Urbana beats Independence 53-14. South Tama edges Benton Community 37-34. Clear Creek Man over Vinton Shelsburg 48-37. And also in overtime last night, it was Beckman over Solon 42-35. West Delaware gets by Williamsburg 41-36. Hockey last night, Cedar Rapids beats Sioux Falls 4-3. The Rough Riders on the road tonight. They will go up 380 to take on Waterloo up at Young Arena at 7 o'clock. Coming up on the docket today, wrestling championships, tournaments going on. The MVC tournament will be down at Iowa City West today. The WAMAC Conference Wrestling Tournament will be at Van Horn, hosted by Benton Community. River Valley Conference Tournament will be over at North Cedar High School coming up today. So most every conference tournament going on today in Eastern Iowa. Basketball today, doubleheaders, Washington and Kennedy will play the makeup coming up today. Also, it'll be Mid-Prairie at Iowa City Regina in a doubleheader and a makeup. Boys basketball, Prairie will be at Jefferson today. Maquoketa, number one at 3A, will be at Marion today. City High will be up at Cedar Falls coming up today. Girls high school basketball, Davenport Central at Jefferson. It'll be Marion at Center Point Urbana. We'll have that game for you just ahead of 3 o'clock on all three frequencies coming up today. That one should be a good one. We'll talk about it coming up here in just a little bit. Also coming up today, it will be the Mississippi Valley Conference Divisional Bowling Meets going on, the Mississippi Meet and the Valley Meet today. Men's College Basketball, the pregame coming up in less than an hour. Iowa State will be down at Ole Miss to take on the Rebels. That will be an 11 o'clock tip-off in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. Evansville at UNI, we've got that game for you tonight at 6:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Women's Basketball on 1600 at 4:30 with the pregame today. Iowa State on the road. They will take on Oklahoma State. Also coming up today, men's basketball as well. Kirkwood will be at Blackhawk. Doubleheaders, Mid-American Nazarene will be at Mount Mercy starting at 2, and Cornell will entertain St. Norbert. That starts at 1 o'clock today. So lots of action going on, and get out, let the car warm up, get out and enjoy it. Take a quick break, come back, and get into the Coach's Corner right after this here on KGYM.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Winning teams have one thing in common. A great lineup you can count on to deliver. It's the same with KGYM and Smart FM. When you need solid, smart sports talk, your starting lineup on the gym class is Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. And when you're looking for smart rock, Smart FM features an all-star lineup of Just John, Greg, Rick, Glenn, and Cecily. Smart sports on KGYM and smart rock on Smart FM. A solid lineup to get you through every season.
You know, Trey, this time of year is tough.
Why is that, Mike?
Because there's not enough time to keep up with all the football and basketball drama. You know, I lean toward football.
Well, maybe because you live and breathe football or because you played in the NFL. I mean, those are wild guesses I'm taking.
Nope. Because footballs look like giant California almonds, and I love California almonds.
I did not see that coming.
They're packed with 6 grams of energy, giving protein, and they're easy to take on the go.
That's probably why football is America's favorite sport.
So grab a handful of California almonds and own every day of the season.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
DuPaco is more than local. As a financial cooperative owned by its members, DuPaco Community Credit Union keeps their money recycling within the credit union and in the communities we serve. The more our members do with us, the more we're able to give back to them. Join today at DuPaco.com.
It's the girls' WOMAC Conference Game of the Year this Saturday on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join Steve Dozer and me this Saturday at 3 as Class 4A number 1 rated Marion collides with Class 3A number 3 rated Center Point Urbana. The unbeaten Indians meet the once beaten Storm and Pointers in this battle of probable division champion teams in the WOMAC. That's girls WOMAC basketball. 4A number 1 Marion and 3A number 3 Center Point Urbana. Saturday afternoon at 3 right here on KGYM. 9:12 Saturday morning, Coach's Corner coming your way here on KGYM. Busy day today. It starts off just after we wrap things up here with Iowa State men's basketball on 1600 AM. Cyclones will take on Mississippi from down in Oxford, and that is part of the Big 12 SEC Challenge. We'll have it for you at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock with the tip-off for that one. And then later on, Marion and Center Point Urbana girls basketball. Round 3, maybe just a little bit ahead of 3, depending on how the games go today. We'll have that on all three frequencies. And then at 4:30, right after the Iowa State game, or excuse me, the Marion CPU game, we will have Iowa State women's basketball as the Cyclones will be on the road in Stillwater to take on Oklahoma State. And we'll have that one for you beginning at 4:30 with the pregame. UNI basketball coming up tonight. That will be at 6:30 as UNI will take on Evansville from Cedar Falls. And that will be a tip-off of about 7:05 coming up tonight. And then after the Iowa State women, we've got NBA basketball coming your way tonight on 1600 AM, joined up on the FMs right after that. So busy, busy Saturday of basketball coming your way right here on KGYM. As we get ready to talk some basketball with you, and I guess you win. You got to move on. It's like The Price is Right. Come on down,
Corby.
I haven't received word yet.
Oh, good. He's not texting and driving.
No, can't do that. So we'll get maybe they shoot around one early and flip flopped it. I don't know. We'll see. But we were happy to get basketball in last night. I think coaches were happy, and I know the kids were happy to get basketball in. And Chris Robertson here, the Linmar boys basketball coach, joining us on the Coach's Corner program. And you got to play a basketball game last night. How about that?
It was nice. The guys loved it. We got to play a game and didn't get to practice much, so it played right into their hands.
This is ideal for student-athletes,
kids,
right?
Kids love it. No school, no practice, and play games. NBA.
Well, you know what? Everybody's getting an NBA schedule now due to the weather, and it's unfortunate. Not as bad on the boys' side. The girls' side, though, is really getting compacted because they have, you know, a week and a half less than you guys do.
Yeah, it really does crunch you at the end. We told our guys the other day, I mean, we have 10 games left, half our season here in the last 3 weeks. So, I mean, we needed to get last night's in because that would have made things really interesting schedule-wise. But, yeah, our last 3 weeks, we've got three games each week. So it's a favorable schedule for the guys, and we'll see how it turns out.
Tough for the coaches, though.
It is. You just don't get the normal prep, but maybe we think maybe we overthink it sometimes too.
Well, tell you what, you guys are. I don't think there's any doubt you're playing your best basketball of the year. Starting to get things really in focus, and came out last night and didn't look like you hadn't played in a while because you lit it up in the first quarter.
Yeah, that's part of why we didn't want some of these cancellations. I feel like we have been playing better and we have a little win streak going, so we were hoping to get, you know, games in Tuesday or Thursday, but didn't happen. But yeah, last night they were our guys were a lot sharper than I was anticipating coming off, you know, a few days of no school and really maybe one practice that we were able to get in the later in the week. So yeah, it's been interesting, but you know, it's one of those things where we're all kind of in the same boat, so no one really has any advantages. But I think everybody was excited that we got to play last night.
And he came out with I think 44 in the first half, 27 and after the first quarter, and had a big, big lead and makes the night go a little bit better.
Yeah, it definitely goes a little faster, but it's just crazy. We were talking about it earlier. I mean, we went up to West right before break, and, I mean, it was like total opposite. I mean, they took it to us early, and, you know, we never really got back in it, and now, you know, the tables were turned last night. So it makes a big difference when you guys make shots, and we defended a little bit better than we did the first time. But, you know, in this league, I think you're seeing that almost every night. You just – one score will make you scratch your head each night, and – there's just so much balance and parity. It's an interesting league this year.
You shot it well, well over 50%, almost 50% from three, and you're going to win basketball games when you do that. Plus, when you defend, and you guys did that last night.
Yeah, I mean, when shots go, everything seems to go a lot better. And you know, Trey got us off to a really good start last night. He was, you know, he hit just about everything he put up early, and then in the second half, Greg got going a little bit and. It got a little contagious. The guys had a little fun, and I think that, you know, for us, that led to us being a little more focused defensively. And you know, but the game did go quickly.
Yeah, Trey, 27 last night, and like you said, he got things going. But you know, it's not the thing about this team this year is that it's not all Trey. You got guys that can help him out there as well, but obviously it starts with him.
Yeah, it does, and I think we know that. I mean, everybody's going to key their defense around him. He doesn't get very many free cuts and, you know, penetration to the basket. He's usually getting one or two guys running at him. And but you're right. I mean, we've had good balance this year between, you know, Greg Hall, Jaren Nelson, Hayden Passmore, John Steffen, and, you know, and then our bench has been very productive when they've gotten in there. And it does. It takes a lot of pressure off Trey. You know, he doesn't have to do it all. I think four of those guys are averaging double figures. So there's a good balance around him, and it makes it a little more difficult for people to key totally on him.
Right. And I know what the college decision behind him going to Albany for Trey Hutchison, and that's off his shoulders now, and just kind of enjoying his senior season this year.
Yeah, you know, I think with any, you know, young athlete, it just takes a lot of pressure off once they finally make that decision, know where they're going. And so for him, I think it's just a relief. He knows what next year looks like, and he's just really locked in on this year. And, you know, I know our guys have certain goals, and he does, and part of that's, you know, the opportunity to play in Des Moines. So that's kind of where the focus is.
Right, and he was off and got off to a good start last night. But like I said, it's not all him. You got two guys that have really, I think, improved their games since last year. Greg Hall's one of them. And then the other one is Hayden Passmore. There's better offensive rebounder in the league. I'd like to see him.
Yeah, you know, he may not, you know, fill up the box score for a fan from a fan's perspective, but I think from a coaching perspective and people that really understand basketball, I mean, he might be our MVP right now. I mean, you're right, he has more offensive rebounds than defensive rebounds. Just has a motor and keeps going, and very, very good around the basket, and much, much improved from last year where he really didn't get a whole lot of playing time, but put in a lot of time in the offseason, and it's really, really paying off for him and playing with a lot of confidence right now. And then you mentioned Greg. I mean, Greg's had some big shooting nights for us, and he got going a little bit last night, and It's good to see because he's much improved from last year, and we need that. We need that balance, and Jaron Nelson's just been steady. I mean, he does everything you want as a coach. I mean, he'll defend, he rebounds. You know, some nights he's scoring. He's shooting the three really well, a really good free throw shooter at the end of games, and it's just a lot of nice pieces coming together.
Yeah, and then you put it together with your junior point guard, with John Steffen there, and I know he'd like to get that free throw percentage a little higher, but he's a better shooter than that.
He is. John's been really good. I mean, I think, you know, we put a lot on him at the beginning, you know, as a junior with no varsity experience really to come in and run the show, and I think he just gets better and better and better, and again, he's a guy that I think if people watch him, he's got a complete game. He's a really, really good rebounder for a guard. You know, hasn't shot it probably as well as he'd like to, and he will, but just he's done a fantastic job just running the show, being a good floor leader for us.
Yeah, and it's not easy stepping in there as a junior guard like that.
No, it's not. I mean, we had him up most of last year practicing with us, but, you know, again, we were pretty deep last year, and he didn't get a lot of game experience, but it is. It's just a different level. It's faster. Guys are bigger, faster, stronger, and there's a little more thinking that goes along with it, too, and he's adjusted really nicely to all that.
Yeah, man, done a really good job. They got some guys coming off the bench. Don't play a ton of guys, but you got, usually three that come off the bench.
Yeah, I would say maybe not as deep a team as we thought going in, but the three guys that have kind of stepped up and really helped us off the bench, Cam Nelson, another senior, just brings a tremendous amount of energy and defensive intensity and athleticism. And then Will Zarodnik's been our backup post, and he's the one I probably feel a little bit bad for because Hayden's playing so well that it's kind of hard to take Hayden out of games. But we kind of committed here the last few weeks of getting Will in there more and getting him that game experience. And then Brady Klon's been coming off the bench and playing really well for us, can really shoot it. And those three guys have been kind of the first three off the bench, depending on, you know, how the night unfolds.
Yeah, and you got guys, like a Will Zarodnik coming in with height. Each one of these guys kind of offers something different off the bench a little bit to help you out.
Yeah, and I think the nice thing with they all have their strengths, but, you know, it allows us to move Trey around a little bit too, where he can play the four, but when Cam comes in, he slides out to the three, plays a little more on the perimeter. It does allow us to slide our pieces around a little bit, but they've done a nice job. They keep getting better, and they've had a great attitude, and I think they understand the big picture. So,
and one of the things that you got to love, and it's kind of a staple of your teams, you shoot free throws well. Hard to come back against you guys when you shoot 73%, and that makes it nice at the end of games.
Yeah, I think, you know, we had a couple guys that, you know, maybe struggled with that a little bit last year and committed to the free throw line over the summer and just, you know, after practices shooting some extra ones, and it definitely helps. It helps late in the game when you got guys that can step up and knock down, especially those one-on-ones, when you really need to get one in to get the second one. And we've shot it well from the free throw line. Hopefully that'll continue, but it does allow us to, you know, spread people out a little bit and make sure we're either getting layups or free throws late in the game.
Well, it's been a crazy week, needless to say. No school, no practices, no games. Begging Mr. Brown and Tanya to give you an hour to get the team together. And, you know, it's not easy, is it?
No, it's not. It's just, you know, so many unknowns. You know, you're at school, you think things are normal, and then you hear the call that we're getting out early. And, you know, you can maybe meet with them for half hour, 45 minutes to an hour, like you said, we prepped for Liberty for Tuesday, and then that got moved to Thursday, so we continued to prep for Liberty, and then that got postponed, and all of a sudden now you're playing West Waterloo, and you haven't really prepped and haven't practiced. So it's been a crazy week, and fortunately, I think all of us are in kind of the same boat, but the guys probably don't mind it as much as the coaches do.
Yeah, and, well, everybody's got an NBA schedule from here on in because you're going to play, like you said, 10 games in 3 weeks, so three, maybe even four games a week is not going to be out of the question.
Yeah, like right now, we're three every week, so I'm hoping we don't have any more postponements or anything, because otherwise we're going to get a fourth game stuck in there somewhere. But, right now I think we go Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, and then Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. So you're going to get some back-to-backs in there, but I think that's, in some ways, that's good prep for the postseason too, because you got to turn around quick. And if you do get the state tournament, you're going to play on quick turnaround. So just to give those guys those experiences. It's not a bad thing. It's just not ideal.
And you don't, I know you got Waukee in there in the non-conference game. I know you don't want to lose that.
No, because that was one of the mentions was, you know, we could drop the non-conference game if we needed to. And I'd hate to do that. I really like the series we have with them. It's nice to play a CIML team and, you know, this year a top five team in Waukee. So, you know, I hope we don't lose that. And I think right now that would be one of the last resort, but hopefully we'll get that one in.
Yeah, and it'd be good. And you guys get a host it this year. And I know they lost their really good player, though.
Yeah, it's too bad. I was texting with Justin a little bit this week, and that's too bad because, I mean, that's a good program. They do things the right way, and we're having a really good season. And to lose your point guard, you know, to an ACL, and he's a good player, good kid. So you feel for them and what they're going through. But I think they'll be all right. They'll get things figured out, and they're still going to be pretty good down the stretch.
Yeah, they're going to be fine. Yeah. they got some people they can run in there, yeah, and they're fairly sure.
They're always so well coached. They're hard to defend, so they'll be all right.
Yeah, that's next Saturday, and that'll be a good one over at Linmar on Saturday afternoon. But now you get ready for Kennedy again. I guess the best part is if you got a lot of games, play somebody that you've played already and that you know real well.
Yeah, it makes it a little bit maybe easier for the coaches when it's at least an opponent you've seen once. So at least personnel-wise and stuff, we'll be pretty familiar with each other. But it's always a good battle. Every time, you know, we get together with them, it just seems to be a good atmosphere. The crowd shows up and both teams play hard, so it should be a fun one on Tuesday.
And this is the conference game.
This is the one that counts, yep.
You guys played at the Cell Center a couple of weeks ago, and I know you like playing down there because you get a chance to play on the big court, and usually the sub-states are down there.
Yeah, I think it's just a good atmosphere, and it's a great experience for the kids, first of all. They get to play in a big arena, and, you know, since the Cell Center's been renovated and the locker rooms are really, really nice, and I think it's just a good experience, and Tyler's put on a good venue the last 2 years, and hopefully that'll continue. Get a lot of area teams out there playing, and, you know, for a fan, you get to go watch. The weather didn't cooperate quite as nicely this year, but I was just amazed, especially our game with Kennedy there, how well people shot it that day in there. I think kids are getting more used to playing in arenas like that. You know, used to say, oh, people don't shoot it as well in those big arenas, and it's probably a little easier to shoot it on that night than it is on a sub-state final with so much on the line, but it is. It's a great venue for basketball, and we enjoy playing in it.
You hope you get a chance to find out.
Yeah, and we were kind of wondering if the one we're in probably won't be at the Cell Center, I'm guessing, with some of the others. So I don't know if ours would be at the McLeod Center or if they'll just play it on you know, high school neutral sites. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, that's a good segue there because pods are out now, and everyone for about a month was kind of speculating who was going in what different direction. But when I think the dust clears with all of the parity that we have in the Mississippi Valley Conference this year, I thought they did a pretty good job. You knew there's going to be some great sub-state semifinals this year.
Yeah. A lot of coaches we talked to, I don't know how they were going to do it. And, you know, what a difficult job any year. But, you know, this year, I think especially in our league, I think, you know, there's just so many teams kind of bunched together. And I'll be honest, I haven't, like, dissected all the other ones. I've glanced at them. I've looked at ours a few times. But, yeah, it's going to be a battle. I think there's going to be some really good second-round games and some just knockdown, drag-out sub-state finals.
Yeah, and you guys, of course, Cedar Falls in your pod there. Western Dubuque is in there. It's all MVC, so you know everybody. City High and then the two Waterloo teams. Who knows, you could play West a third time this year.
Yeah, it's probably very likely at this point that could happen. And, you know, we haven't seen Cedar Falls yet. That's one of our postponements, so that's going to be late in the year. And we haven't seen Waterloo East yet either. But, yeah, I mean, it is nice. At least everyone's familiar. I think in ours, everybody's capable. There's a lot of teams in there that, and on any given night, I think can beat anybody. And like I said, we haven't seen Cedar Falls yet, but everything you hear is they're the real deal. So it'll be a battle.
It will be, and it'll be fun. But this league this year, I mean, you've been around it for a long time. I've been around it for a long time. I cannot remember a year where it's just there's not a night off.
No.
And we've said that for a long, long time, but, you know, City High knocks off Waterloo West. City High's got two young kids that are really, really good.
Yeah, City High had us down 17-3 after the first quarter, you know, last week over there. So, You know, and I don't know, maybe it's maybe there's not a an elite dominant team at the top. I think there's three or four teams that can you know, are up there, but everybody else is just really good, and makes it really, really difficult on coaches because it's a battle every night. And I think our kids are starting to figure that out. I think you got to show up every night. You can't overlook anybody, and if you do, you're going to be in big trouble. So, you know, it makes it fun. I mean, it's very competitive every night out.
Yeah, and the records might not look real glossy when the time that the state tournament comes around, but I hope that doesn't hurt the league as far as seeding is concerned.
Yeah, I hope not either. I mean, I mean everybody in the league, I think, has at least one, two, three conference losses. So, you know, now that they seed it a little bit differently at the state tournament, hopefully, you know, you get it. It gets worked out right. You know, we haven't been in the state tournament since they've been doing it this way, so all I hear are secondhand stories of how it goes. But it'll be interesting when that gets there too.
I know there were rumors that they would break up that Western Iowa monopoly, but it did not happen again this year.
No, I don't. I don't feel like that's going to happen. So I know we've had coaches meetings where a lot of coaches have volunteered from the CIML to.
Yeah, they're a little
head
upset
out west,
about it.
But it never seems to happen. So
no, so we'll have the representative out west coming in. And although Sioux City East did get beat last night, did see that.
Oh, did they?
Sergeant Bluff Luton beat them last night, so they are not undefeated anymore. So
that probably just leaves Waukee and North Scott then.
That is correct. Waukee and North Scott, the only two. I haven't looked at Waukee's score last night. But
I talked to my mom on the way in, and she said that they did win. So. I'll hold her to it.
Everything's good in Newton today.
You can text me if that's different, Mom, and I'll correct it on the radio.
Well, how about the program as a whole? Happy with it up to down?
Yeah. Our going down to our freshmen with our two teams. The one team is undefeated, and the other team has two losses. So, really good freshman group. It's a really good group of athletes. They went undefeated in football, and like I said, have had a really good basketball season. So. That group's come along nicely. And then our sophomores, I think, have surprised some people. I'm trying to think if they have two losses right now, two or three. But they've had a really good season so far, too. They've been really competitive and play hard. It's those two groups coming together nicely.
Yeah, should be good. And your coaching staff, it's still together. You thought you were going to have a loss, but – He's back,
Larry. I hope you're listening. He was going to bring his transistor radio in, but he said he can do it on his phone. So hopefully Larry's listening. But, our freshman coaches back again this year, Brad Kester and Cedric Thomas, both do a great job. And Brad's been there. He's been kind of a staple with our freshmen and has really grown into a really good coach and does a great job at that level. And then you mentioned the sophomore level, Rob Shanstrom, still our head coach, and then Larry Gass. Who's been talking retirement from coaching. And I think this year, based on what he told me at the beginning, this probably is going to be it coaching. But I've got to beg and plead that he continues to run our youth tournaments that we have going on right now. 7th and 8th graders playing over at Linmar this weekend. And then varsity-wise, staff's the same with JP and Nelly, my two assistants that do just a terrific job. And both with X's and O's and just with the kids and how they relate. And really, really fun to work with those guys.
Yeah, and good basketball people, obviously, with the background.
Yeah, it's the amount of experience, you know, with Nelly coaching and then JP as a player and coach and played in our program. I think it just really the pieces fit together nicely. And when you have fun with the guys you work with, it makes it a lot easier, too.
Yeah, it does. And you get Kennedy. We'll be over there at Kennedy coming up, hopefully.
Hopefully. Let's get that one in. Even if it's cold, I think we can get that one in.
On Tuesday night. But, yeah, that's a key one, obviously. You guys are right there. It's probably a two-team race in the Valley Division with you and Bergie down at West High now.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully we'll continue to take care. I feel like, you know, we did get West the first time, and then, we had them the second time, too. We had a lead late, and we kind of let it get away in the last minute. But, yeah, so we just need to keep taking care of business one game at a time, and right now it's Kennedy next, and that's where our focus is.
Two wonderful trips to Dubuque yet on the air.
Yes, two late ones. So hopefully it warms up by then.
There's nothing better than trip up 151 in a bus on a minus 10 degree night.
The older I get, those bus trips seem longer and longer.
Well, Chris, we'll hopefully see you on Tuesday and over at Kennedy, but keep up the great work and congratulations on the year so far.
I appreciate it. We'll see you Tuesday, and thanks for having me on. Appreciate all the coverage you guys give to the high school basketball and high school athletics. We're very fortunate over here.
Well, appreciate that. Take a break, come back, and have more of the Coach's Corner coming up right after this.
Graduate Iowa City is awesome, right? Well, it just got better. Topgolf Swing Suite is now open on the second floor. Relax with your friends, play a few rounds, enjoy great food and your favorite drinks. Swing it after work, on the weekends, or throw an epic party. Play golf, baseball, hockey, even carnival games, and zombie dodgeball. It's just $15 per person per hour. Come have some fun with your friends and family. Everybody's welcome at Topgolf. Now open on the second floor of Graduate Iowa City Hotel on the Ped Mall.
Play football.
Play quarterback.
Jack, Blue 89.
Alexa, play KGYM.
Play baseball.
Play shortstop.
Alexa, play KGYM.
Play volleyball.
Play the net.
Alexa, play KGYM.
Your smart speaker is your home radio now, so just say, Alexa, play KGYM to listen to the gym class, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, or area high school and college sports. Play ball! Play KGYM.
Doing HVAC work has given you some good opportunities. Now, how about an even better one? Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is looking to represent residential commercial HVAC workers. Being with 263 means you're part of the union, and union jobs offer better pay, better benefits, and better job security. Those are things that mean a better life using the skills you already have. Work with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263. Give Rick a call at 319-721-9414. 319-721-9414.
Slam jam bed, baby!
Hey, Dick, what are you doing? Warming up for the game?
I call all the games I watch, even when I can't get tickets. It helps bring that stadium atmosphere to wherever I'm watching from. Oh, the diaper dandy does it again.
Come on, Dick, save it for the air. We've got a game. And check out Vivid Seats. It's the easiest way to get all the tickets to the games you want to go to.
Vivid Seats for the win, baby!
Vivid Seats! Vivid Seats!
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, who's the greatest of all time? For my money, it's Progressive's home and auto bundle. It literally saves you money. Gentlemen, your thoughts?
Look, it's simple.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Add up all the heroes, take away the zeros, and what you got? One big trophy and me saying, I told you so.
I disagree.
Thanks, fellas. Took the words right out of my mouth.
There's really no debate. Progressive's home and auto bundle is a winning combination. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
If you're in a relationship, there are a couple important dates that require roses. Birthdays, anniversaries. Valentine's is around the corner. So when you're looking for the biggest and best quality roses, check out 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, you can get 18 red roses for $29.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. This is an unbelievable offer from 1-800-Flowers. 18 red roses for $29.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. Roses from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak and shipped overnight to ensure freshness. 18 red roses for $29.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more is the perfect reward for thinking ahead and ordering early. When it comes to life's special occasions, don't settle for anything less than the Rose Authority. 1-800-Flowers.com. To order 18 red roses for $29.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for only $10 more, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code AM. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code AM. Hurry, offer expires Wednesday.
Back with you on the Coach's Corner program here on KGYM on this Saturday morning as we get ready for Iowa State basketball coming up in about 20 minutes or so with the pregame Iowa State taking on Ole Miss. in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. Iowa State women's basketball later. High school basketball, Center Point Urbana hosting Marion. And we're going to talk about that coming up here. And Corby Lauby, the head coach of the Marion girls basketball team, joining us via the phone as one of the family cars was a victim of the weather this morning.
It's been interesting last 24 hours. So we're down a car, it's kind of what everybody's been going through. It's been kind of a crazy week for high school sports and basketball, and I think everybody's just trying to get through it.
Now, Kaba's car wasn't in the garage, right? And your guys' cars were outside. Now that's not right, is it?
Well, it was actually stuck at a gas station.
Oh, no.
More interesting, but Kaba's car now is being transferred to her mother, so we're doing a little bit of rotating cars now.
Hey, I don't think you're alone in that boat, though, today, so... Hopefully everybody can get there and get to Center Point coming up later on. And we were talking with Coach Robertson here about the fact that this has just been a crazy week, and you have it times two because you're the guy that's got, the athletic director at Marion, your other hat, and you got to put all the puzzle pieces together, not only for your team but for the boys' team and the wrestling team. And, man alive, this has been just brutal.
Yeah, it really has been. It's starting to get pretty tough to find spots. I think, the thing that you don't think of is just outside the teams with the concessions, the officials are probably the biggest one, and just matching up those dates for facilities and whatnot. People have had to get real creative lately on how they put their games in. I mean, they're starting to think of different ways, but ultimately we're going to run out of time here, so people are going to have to play a lot of games. I'm sure the kids are actually excited about playing a lot of games, to be honest, because this time of year it's hard to keep practicing with no games, but everybody's in the same boat. So, yesterday we spent a lot of time. I did the phones trying to. We moved our game from a Coconut Boys to today. So that's this morning. Going to head up and get that started before we head to Center Point.
Yep. And you guys got, as far as your girls team, you got 8 games left to get in before February the 8th. So no more weather.
Yeah, I know. And next week sounds pretty cold. So we'll see how it all goes, I guess.
Well, you guys did get a game in on Monday, and I know it was a big game. Not only you wanted to get on the court, it had been 10 days, had a chance to take on Independence, but it was also a big night as far as raising money and whatnot in that Independence game the other night.
Yeah, it was really a great night. Last year we had our annual Alzheimer's Awareness Night, and we tried to create awareness. We've had some families, including mine, that have been impacted that. And I think a lot of people obviously have that we don't know about. But it's really created great awareness, great conversation. And I think we raised close to $3,000 also for the Alzheimer's Awareness Night that'll go to the Eastern Iowa Alzheimer's Association. So we're really proud of that. I think it's one of those ways you can reach out and do more than just basketball with your team. And it's, basketball is an extension of life in the classroom, and so it's a great opportunity for our girls to give back and to reach out for a good cause.
Yeah, and did that in the game against Independence, certainly. And you've had one game since January 11th, so I know that's what makes this one today doubly important for many, many reasons. I think for you and Coach Klett up at Center Point Urbana, but. This has been such a great rivalry and a fun rivalry over the past handful of years, and you both need to get out there in the basketball court. I know they played last night against Independence, but you guys just need games.
We do. And I think, both teams have aspirations of trying to get as far as they can toward the end of the season, but definitely in postseason as well. So, the more games you can get, but also, this is one of those games against a team that's a state tournament team. I really think Center Point is a legitimate contender in their class to apply for state championship. So, we have great respect for them. Great program. It's always great games, and it's the type of games that you need for both teams, win or lose, to prepare for the postseason. And it gets your heart rate up a little bit, puts you in situations that you don't get very often. So, we're really excited to get up there. It's not only to play, but play against a great team.
Yeah, and I think it goes for both you guys and CPU. And the fact you need to get out there, you need to get a close game. And I know that sounds weird, but you just, like you said, you need to get the adrenaline going and the heartbeat going a little bit. And I think it's going to help both teams today.
Absolutely. I think anytime you can be put in situations that, whether you're playing from behind or a close game or situationals, it's in practice, you try to simulate those things the best you can, whether it's situational that, hey, there's this much time left and we got to come from behind or whatnot. You can kind of practice those, but until you get in front of a big crowd, get the adrenaline going and get some pressure put on you, it's really hard to simulate. So, they have a great community support too. So it's just fun to get in front of a good crowd and play against a really good team. So this is what it's about. This is why if you work really hard at a sport, you hope to get to play against a really good team in a great environment.
Yeah, and it should be a good environment coming up later on today. Should be a lot of fun. And then I know you scheduled another good test for next Saturday that will be down in Iowa City as you'll take on West High.
Yeah, this week you look at it, we got Center Point today, and we have a multitude of games next week, but the game before that, we have DeWitt, who is ranked, I think, fifth or sixth in our class, sitting there with only two losses, I believe. So, we really have two or three top-ranked teams here in the next 7 days. So, sandwich in with little practice time and with another game in between there. And who knows, I think we play Tuesday and Thursday next week also in between all those. So, it'll be interesting, to say the least. You're going to kind of go out and play. One good thing is these kids are pretty seasoned with all their club sports and playing multiple games in a day. So I think they're capable of it. It's just sometimes with coaches, you like to have a little more preparation time to go over things. But, ultimately the kids got to be the ones to go out and make plays.
Yeah, and so far so good again. And they say that each year each team is different, and I don't think there's any doubt about that. The wonderful run you had last year with that such a deep team, could almost take 10 or 11 out there and not miss a heartbeat. It's not quite as deep this year, but still have the talent out there. It's just a different team for the Indians this year.
Yeah. Each team is different. Hard to compare. Obviously, probably six of the girls that are playing minutes this year were playing pretty heavy minutes last year on that team, so there is a lot of experience returning. Those girls are playing a lot more minutes this year, which has its good and bad parts. We're not as deep. Sometimes that depth helps you with the conditioning or the defense or injuries, fouls, whatnot. But, I think when you have girls that play more minutes, they also get in the flow a little bit better. Offensively, it probably creates a little more confidence for them. So, no matter how you look at it, there's strengths and weaknesses of it. But, we have some young kids that, after Christmas, they're starting to come on and start to get more comfortable, maybe giving us some minutes as well beyond our sort of rotation. So, yeah, we're really excited. It's a fun team to be around. They're kind of a happy-go-lucky group. They're pretty loose. And so it makes it fun coming to practice every day with them.
Yeah, they are a loose group. I don't think, no doubt about that, and have fun off the court, certainly. But Cabe is having another terrific year. Almost 50% from three-point range so far this year. But it seems like she's been there forever, but only a junior, as you know. But just another terrific year that she's putting together.
Yeah, I looked at the stats. She shoot 50% from three, but I still haven't seen that one game where I felt like she's been going off and I've seen her sometimes capable of doing. I guess she's been very consistent in what she's doing from there. Which is good, but it's the thing about it is we were very balanced in our scoring. Even statistically, some of the girls that maybe look like they don't average as much are very capable, if need be, which takes a lot of pressure off her. So she's done a nice job, and you can really see the confidence of a lot of the girls growing, especially some of them that now have had a chance to play a little bigger role after about half the season.
Well, the thing, too, not only with Kaba, but with the others, you got five players with over, I think, 25 assists at this point. And they don't care if they score, as long as somebody scores. It's a very unselfish team again.
They really are. And that's kind of something wrong with her. You know, you see them practice. So they point at each other when they make a pass. They take pride in it. We did a lot of things in practice where we work on making one or two more passes, passing up, you know, the average shot for a good shot, passing up the good shot for a great shot, and just making one more pass. That's kind of a saying that our girls do a lot of, one more, which is one more pass, you know, to one more person. So, yeah, they have been. They're really bought in. I think they ultimately, the big team goals are what they want. And if anything individually comes along the way, great. But that's not what's most important to them.
No, and like I said, it's you got Kaba at top of the scoring, but then the seniors for this team, Randy Wright and then Sophie Ouellette, very important to be the leaders for this group, and they've done a tremendous job. Leah Van Welden in there as well.
Yeah, Leah, Randy, and Sophie have been great. You know, they've been really talented players for a long time and really unselfish players. Three very talented players who have just done whatever it takes over, you know, the years here. Last year, they really were unselfish, and, you know, throughout our run, when they played, you know, whether it was last year or before, they've done whatever it takes to win. You know, some of them have come off the bench, some have started, some have played roles that are bigger, smaller for us, and that's probably the coolest thing, because they're all three so talented, they could be really individually recognized players, but they really put the team first. And that leadership of the seniors, you know, that flows down to everybody, that type of attitude.
And then the top assist passer on your team is Riley Wright, who's also the second leading scorer, and just continues to get better and better. And then also her sophomore mate, Ella Van Welden, who can step out, shoot the three, can go inside. She can do a multiple aspect of the game.
Yeah, Riley and Ella are very talented. They have big upsides. They're both gym rats. Both kids, if you come up to Marion, there's probably a good chance you're going to see them in the gym shooting. Their parents will be rebounding for them. They stay late, find a way to get in the gym. So, yeah, Riley is she's a force. She's a tall 5'10", 5'11", point guard. I joke around in practice and I call her LeBron, because she can go the coast to coast with the ball. It's hard to stop her. And, yeah, Ella, she's long. She has a great touch inside, but is really an excellent three-point shooter too. So, you know, those two have really good talents.
Yeah, really good six. And then I know you're trying to get other people in, and they've been getting playing time, and that has helped them in their development, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our freshman and sophomore team and JV teams, you know, had great seasons so far. And they've both been undefeated and doing a great job. You know, it's those levels, they have to play a lot of minutes. Some of them are playing a little bit in both teams and to make it work. So, you know, those kids, and especially in practice, you can see their improvement, because we see now that they have to go against the varsity every day. And that having to do that challenge for them, you know, they work on everybody else's stuff, and they have to learn a new offense sometimes the day before the game to get prepared. So those kids do so many things behind the scenes that people don't see.
Yeah, and they're getting better basketball-wise too.
Absolutely. They're getting really better. We have some kids that are starting to get used to the speed. You know, we put them in practice this time, so, you know, they'll be ready today. You know, we got kids that if we call upon, we're confident on. We've prepared them for that. We feel like, you know, once you get past Christmas, some of the freshmen and sophomores almost jump up another year because they get that speed and that level back. So we're definitely confident in them, and you can really see that they've improved a lot the last couple months.
Well, and like I said, they have fun on and off the court. What they do last night, didn't have a game, so they went over to on social media with they were over at the Prairie Wash game.
Yeah, they've been stirred. They wanted to get out, so they do. We have a group that loves basketball. You know, if the boys are playing, you know, last night they were disappointed the boys got postponed. So when they heard that, I think they wanted to be in the gym. You know, they just wanted to be in a gym somewhere. They came home, and Kayla came home. She was telling us all about the game, and this team did this, and this team did that, and this is what I would have done. So it's kind of fun, because she was thinking the game, and you could tell, watching a close game, her wheels were turning in all the different situations.
Yeah, breaking it down. So That's what basketball players do.
Yep. Exactly.
Undefeated right now with center point Urbana coming up later today. Got to have the pairings for the postseason soon, I think this week anyway. And whoever you have to run into in the region, certainly not going to be easy. And there's always, like the boys, there's always a lot of speculation out there.
Right. You know, you do. I've probably speculated more when I first started coaching. Now I've just kind of put it off and waited because you can't control it. But I'm assuming Thursday or Friday they'll come out with what they said. And, you know, you do. You talk about postseason play, but postseason play has a different energy about it. So when you get there, you do the old coach speak. You take them more in the time. And, you know, I've always said, whether it's the first round or whatever, to me, if you can make it to that regional final game, that's the most tough, nerve-wracking game, even before those state tournament games. Just because I feel like that pressure sometimes to get to state is almost greater than when you get there. You know, then you can kind of play and see what you can do. So we're excited to see we play, but obviously we got Center Point coming up today. We got a bunch of games next week, ending with some ranked teams, three ranked teams this week. So we're focused on getting through this week and see where the chips fall, and then we'll kind of get our eyes toward postseason.
Yeah, you mentioned the freshmen, the JV levels are all undefeated, varsity's undefeated. The coaching staff's back intact, and I know it's a very good group and a very fun group and a close group, and talk about those folks a little bit.
Yeah, the same guys, really awesome. They, with Pete Messerly, Dave Messerly, and Josh Claypool, those three have done so much. You mentioned earlier about me having all the AD work lately. And even yesterday, I was trying to get officials for the boys game, call the workers, getting things ready. And those three guys' preparation for practice and the extra work they put in has been amazing. But that's what they've done all the way through. They're great guys, they're great role models, and they're a blast to coach with. So I'm really, really lucky.
Yep, and and the beat goes on, and should be a fun one today. I think this is a sixth meeting in the last 3 years between you and Center Point Urbana, and boy, each one of them has just been a whole lot of fun.
Oh, it's a battle! It's a battle. They're really good, and you know we get excited to play them, but we have ultimate respect for them. And you know, once this game is done on Saturday, we'll be cheering for them to win a state championship. You know, we really, we'd love to see both teams go out and represent the WOMAC, because both programs have done that really well the last 2 years.
Yeah, really have. And, we will see you later on today. And best of luck to the car situation. And thanks for joining us on the phone, at least. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for adapting and dealing with me. I appreciate you guys.
All right. Thanks, Corby. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah, take care. Thank you.
Corby Lauby, the head girls basketball coach and athletic director over at Marion. And we've got Marion and Center Point Urbana coming up later on today around 3 o'clock for you right here on KGYM. Iowa State men's basketball is coming up at the top of the hour on 1600 AM ESPN on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, coming your way as Iowa State will take on Ole Miss in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. And then myself and Steve Dozier will be over at Center Point later on today. The Storm and Pointers, the CPU, taking on Marion. Monday night, we've got a special edition of girls basketball as well, as it'll be North Lynn hosting Iowa City Regina from up in Troy Mills. That will be a lot of fun as well. I want to thank my guests, Chris Robertson, the Lindmar boys coach, Corby Lauby, the Marion girls coach. You've been listening to the Coach's Corner on KGYM. Have a great weekend.
If you're in a relationship, there are a couple important dates that require roses: birthdays, anniversaries. Valentine's is around the corner, so when you're looking for the biggest and best quality roses, check out 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, you can get 18 red roses.